white shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Oh, this is Apostle Henry Walker. I want to invite you to listen to my broadcast, God's Timing is Everything, a broadcast that teaches about God's timing and His season. That's God's Timing is Everything broadcast, heard every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
What you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Ed Day, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Bumgardner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So grab a pen, take some notes, let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
This church is a military outpost. This is a command center for the kingdom of God. This is where you show up and you get some more ammunition put into your gun belt, and you get some new bullets, and you get some new weapons of warfare, and you get girded up with the armor of God, and you begin to move out into the destiny of your life, and you go out there and take back the things that the devil has stolen. And then we come in the house on Sunday and celebrate. Yes, some people need to have a hospital experience, but let me tell you this: every military outpost does have an infirmary where people can get better. Bandage up, because God's a God of grace, but He's also a God of power, and He wants to equip you to move you out into the destiny of your life, not so that you can go out there and get your brains beat by the devil, but so that you can go out there and take enemy territory. The mission of your life, the call of God on your life, is to be doing something in the kingdom of God. We play defense all along. We want to come in and celebrate the goodness of God on Sunday, and then we get out there on Monday through Friday, and we just barely make it through the week because it's been so hard. I want to tell you something. God wants you to come up out of this place on Sunday, and he wants you to make it hard on the devil Monday through Friday. He wants you to go into the territory of the enemy and preach his word and share his love and teach kindness and joy to those that need to hear it. He wants you to make a way where there seems to be no way in the life of the people that he's called you to be a light in a dark world. Come on, you can't hide your light. A city on a hill can't be hidden. Oh, come on, hallelujah. I'm just crazy enough to believe that we've been called by God. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be a victim. Coming in here to get bandaged up every Sunday. At some point, you got to take a step of faith. And you got to begin to change the atmosphere of your life. Because watch this, atmosphere, I'm going to say that with me, atmosphere affects faith. Atmosphere affects faith. Mark chapter 6, verse 1 says this. Then he went out from there and he came to his own country. Somebody say he went out from there. He came into his own country. His disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, where did this man get these things? And what wisdom is this that was given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, Joseph, and Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? Watch this. So they were offended at him. In other words, who does he think he is? Coming in here teaching in the synagogue like he's got it all together. We watched this kid grow up. Why, no, does he think we're fools? That's Jesus the carpenter. He ain't nobody. Come on, watch this. Verse 4. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own home country, among his own relatives, and in his own house. Now, he could do no mighty work there except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled. You know what astonished Jesus? Think about that. I mean, really, this astonished him. Not that Lazarus got up out of the grave and started walking. Not that people were healed of leprosy. Not that he beat the mess out of the devil out in the wilderness after 40 days with no food. That didn't astonish Jesus. You know what really astonished God? Their unbelief. He marveled at it. Jesus, the Son of God, was taken back by their unbelief. Now, let me just ask you this morning. Does anybody in this room believe for one second that Jesus was deficient in anything? No. Come on, somebody. I don't believe that he was any less powerful. I don't believe that he was any less anointed. I don't think he was any less the Jesus he was than he was over in Luke 5, where everybody traveled for 70 miles to come and see. Where everybody was healed. I think he was the exact same Jesus. One place they look at him and they're astonished at the power of God. The other place they look at him with familiarity. And they shut down their ability to receive. Because they say, oh, I know that boy right there. I know who he is. Who does he think he is? I know his brother. I went to school with his brother. We used to shove him down in the dirt when he was a kid. If he was God, why'd he let that happen? I know what that's all about. Come on, help me, somebody. You know what we do? We treat things with familiarity as if it's always going to be there. We treat things common that God has called holy I imagine there were people there that thought, well, he'll be around for years. If I need something, I'll go try it out then. That's just Jesus. Maybe so, maybe not. Never knowing that was their day. Never knowing that was their moment. Never knowing that that was the day their destiny would be shaped forever. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. We can never, ever, ever take the presence of God for granted. Amen. And it's easy to do. Because we walk in church on Sunday. And the band begins to play. And some of us are in the back going, man, I'm so tired of hearing that song. Some of us don't show up till the third song. And we're under pressure for running late, so by the time we get there, we can't even enter into the presence of God. And we treat the presence of God full of contempt. And we do it subconsciously and don't even realize it. His power on display. Miracles on display. People getting free up front and dancing, and then people 10 rows back going, phew. They're always up there trying to show off. Familiarity. Lord, my prayer is, God, don't ever let me take your presence for granted. Don't ever let me walk in here on one worship song and take it for granted. Don't come talk to me when I'm worshiping. Don't come up in my ear and whisper to me about what went on in your life on Thursday. Call me after church. When I'm worshiping God, let me worship God. Come on, help me somebody, amen? Because I don't want to treat his presence and I don't want to treat his word with familiarity. I want to keep it holy in my life. I want it to be preeminent in my life. Some of y'all would have a breakthrough if you just go out and buy a new Bible that didn't have nothing underlined in it. Come on now. Because what you do is you open up your Bible and you got all that stuff underlined. You get three words into the verse and you already know what it means. You can't even get a fresh revelation on it because you done read it 20 times. It's been underlined so much. Come on. Go buy a brand new Bible and read it fresh. Read the stuff you haven't underlined. We come to a place of prayer and when we're talking to the God of the universe. And I mean, just stop and think about that. We're talking to the God of the universe. We're talking to the Creator. We're talking to the one that formed all the galaxies in the universe. And we get to a place of prayer and we treat it so common with such familiarity. I've been in here when somebody has spoken in tongues. I've been in church where people have spoken in tongues and the interpretation was coming and people going in and out the back door. People out in the foyer just talking away while the word is being given. Familiarity. We treat it common. It's not common. It's powerful. The atmosphere affects faith. And it affects my life. It affects my life. Jesus said, you know what? He said, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country. He didn't say that as an eternal principle about going to your hometown. Come on, amen. He didn't say that you could never go back to the place where you grew up and not get any honor. That's not what he was talking about. He was saying in the hearts of people who don't know how to break familiarity, there will always be that reality. People that think they know you will not honor the gift of God in you. They're too familiar. And I'll just be honest with you, if you're too familiar with me or you're too familiar with somebody else in leadership, you probably ought to find another church. Because you won't step into your destiny if you're that familiar with the leadership. If you can't see God in that, if you can't see God is moving in that, then it will block the outpouring in your spirit. He's saying we've got to have the right heart to break familiarity. You know, there used to be people that could be raised up in the church years ago. They'd grow up in the body. They would grow up in the church. And then people, God would start using them in the church, and everybody would look at them and go, well, God, how can God use them? I know how they were when they were a kid. I know what they did when they were little. And most of the time, people got to move out of the church and go to another church before God could use them. Why? Because we get hung up on their humanity. And we miss the part of the anointing that God has for their life. I believe that people are teachers and leaders and pastors. And I believe we ought to be real. As a pastor, I think I ought to be real. I ought to be touchable. I ought to be able to have, you ought to be able to have access to me. That's why I give you my cell phone number. You ought to be able to call me and talk to me. And I ought to be able to speak into your life and love you and be a brother to you and have that reference point. I believe that Jesus was like that. I believe he walked among the people. I believe that leaders should not be arrogant. That leaders should be real and touchable. I don't think leaders should hide from people and hide out from stuff that's going on in their life. I think the pastor ought to be real. Come on, how many of you think the pastor ought to be real? But you need to hear me. You better never come so familiar with the humanity that you shut down your ability to receive what God is speaking through the man of God in your life. Come on, somebody, help me. Amen. Sometimes we get so familiar with ourselves that we don't even allow God to use us. We don't think God would ever do anything through us because I'm just little old nobody and I just got this going on in my life and I got that going on in my life. You can't do that. You got to understand that you are a vessel unto honor before God, that God chooses infallible man to work through. And when he works through you, it is holy and it is anointed. Listen, I like being people's buddies, but if all you ever see me is as your buddy, when it comes time for you to need a pastor, you won't come to me. You'll go outside the church because I'm just good old Jason. Listen, Jason ain't really got nothing for you anyway. It's the office of the pastor. It's the office. Anybody can sit in the office that's called. But you've got to be willing to say, God, I'm not going to get familiar with that, and I'm going to respect the office of the pastor that you've given to be the shepherd of my life, to speak into my life, to help direct the path of my life. That's why you cannot allow familiarity to rule in your life. Honor. Somebody shout honor.
Honor.
Honor is the culture of the kingdom. It's how the kingdom operates. It's the culture of the kingdom. Jesus said a prophet is not without honor except in his own hometown. In other words, where there was no honor, there was familiarity and unbelief. If you can't honor the people that God has put in your life to speak into your life, then you'll have unbelief. You'll bring doubt into a meeting instead of faith. You'll sit there and go, oh, I see what they're doing. They're all puffed up on themselves. I don't know why I keep coming to this place. Same old thing all the time. That has hurt the body of Christ more than anything else I know. It is the foundation of discord in the body. Come on, amen? Sometimes I go home, man, and I'm just so humbled, and I'm just blown away by the way God uses me and uses Kim to impact lives, and the phone calls we get every week and the messages that people send us and the emails and the text messages. I'm blown away because I know it ain't me. I'm just humbled that God would even use somebody like me, that God would take a nobody like me and say, okay, I'm going to use you. Honor is the culture of the kingdom. Where there is no honor, there's unbelief. So, well, he's just trying to puff himself up. No, I'm trying to help you this morning. If you want to receive what God has for you, then you need to honor what God has for you. You got to honor it, amen? And you got to honor the people that God has placed over you in your life to help direct your life. If you don't, it will shut down faith in your life. I've watched husbands come along and destroy faith in their wives and destroy their marriages because they did not honor the gift of God that was in their wife. They treated their wife common. They treated her like a nuisance. Like she was just wearing them out and they've had all they can take and they just need to escape from their wife. Well, you know what? When you do that to your wife, you ain't gonna have a wife very long. Jesus said, atmosphere affects faith. It affects faith. You know what? In this nation, I have never ceased. I'm just blown away at the number of people that take on all kinds of political figures and other people and all these different opinions and all these different things, and they don't realize that they shut down the atmosphere of their life. Let me just say this to you. It is not godly to hate the president of the United States of America. I don't care if you like his policy or not. There is nothing in the Bible that gives you permission to destroy the atmosphere of your house by complaining about what's going on in the government. I don't agree with everything that happens in the White House. I don't agree with everything that happens in Congress. And I certainly don't agree with everything that happens in the court system. But you know what? God has placed those people in this nation over me. They're not there by chance. They're there because God allowed it. And if I will get into the right atmosphere of my life and pray for that man and pray for the Senate and pray for the judicial system and honor them in their positions, then how many of you know my heart is right towards what's going on? Let me just tell you this. You don't have to agree with somebody to honor them. You got to give honor to whom honor is due. I don't care if you like Obama or not. He's the president of the United States, and he deserves your honor. That's the truth. Some of y'all don't like it, I know. It will destroy the atmosphere of your life. But if you will, can you imagine that if every believer was in faith praying? Praying for his life, praying for his wife, praying for his kids, praying for the White House. I believe there would be some different decisions coming out of that White House. But what we do is we create a negative environment, a negative atmosphere around that political structure. And you've got a whole group of Christians in this country that condemn every single decision, that's mad and angry about it, instead of just saying, God, I trust you in it. God, you can make a way where there seems to be no way. This is a trust issue to the Lord. What kind of an atmosphere are you creating in your home?
Oh, praise Him. Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I hope you tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. I'm your host, Ed Day, and I'll see you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Hey, it's Pastor Jason from The Revealing Truth. Kim and I would like to extend an invitation to you to come out and spend some time with us on Sunday morning. Our service times are at 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. You know, we're having an explosive time in the ministry. God is performing miracles in our midst. Today, we're living in a time and a generation where 6 out of every 10 people do not attend church regularly. It's really something that we never really thought would happen in our country today. So many people have fallen away from the things of God. But I can tell you this, There's never been a more important time in history than there is now to get connected to church. Our church is a growing church, and we're looking for a few good people to come in and join us. We have a big vision, we have big dreams, and we know it's going to take a lot of people to implement what God wants to do here on the Treasure Coast. If you've been searching for a good place where there's good word, where people know how to worship Jesus and enter into His presence, if you've been searching for a place that flows in the supernatural and miracles are taking place, then Truth Church may be the place for you. I want to invite you right now, if you've been going from church to church or you haven't found the right place, come visit with us. Come be our guest on a Sunday morning and take part in what God is doing here at Truth Church. We're a very loving church and we're a family church. And we're expecting God to do great things in the lives of those that will partner with us to change the Treasure Coast of Florida. I hope I will see you there this Sunday. Please call our church office line at any time if you need prayer for anything. The number for the church is 772-461-8555.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.